Once again, it is a pleasure to have with us Tony Dominguez, who helps out in so many different ways. He helps us out with our pre-service prayer and with different things around the church. He's got a great willing spirit and a heart to do anything for God and for the kingdom of God. We love and appreciate Hermano Antonio Dominguez. And with that said, we're going to go ahead and bring him on now. We might get surprised. I don't know if it's going to be bilingual or not. Go ahead, Brother Tony.
Gracias a Dios, hermanos. Yo quiero decir que yo aprecio esta iglesia. I want to say that I appreciate this church. I love you all. It's a wonderful church to be a part of. Great leadership, great saints, great friends, great fellowship. So I am glad to be speaking to you all tonight. What I want to share tonight is really something that we all have to remember at certain points, and I say this from my own experience. We can talk about where we're at right now, which is still in a pandemic, whatever we want to call it. We're still in some strange, troubled times, unsure times. You know, we're not unsure of our faith and if God is good or not, but we're just unsure of where this world is headed. But we know that the Lord is soon to come. We don't know what's going to happen tomorrow or the next day or the next day. It's just strange. So through this whole time, I mean, it's almost a year now coming up that we've been in this shutdown, pandemic, this and that happening, riots, and a bunch of different things that have taken place. But as far as our walk with God, from my own experience, just in these past several months, I've experienced two ends of a spectrum where maybe I didn't exactly feel like I was where I was supposed to be at. And maybe I felt down at times or just unsure of where I was at in my walk with God. And not losing faith, not losing out with God, but just not clear, just doubtful of my own self. But then there has been other moments where I'm like, wow, I am growing. I'm at a spot where I've never been before. Moments where I've prayed like I've never prayed before, or understanding in the Word of God that I've never had before, and I get to this high point, like, wow, okay, now I'm getting to this next level where God wants me to be. So it's two ends of the spectrum. And it could be within months that these things take place when things are going on around us like it has been. So we can feel like, wow, I'm really not where I'm supposed to be. I don't like this. I don't like where I'm going in God or in my prayer life or whatever it is. Or you can say, I'm going in the right direction. I'm excited. I'm growing. My faith is off the charts. I'm getting into the Word like never before. Wherever we're at, we can be on either end of the spectrum. But I have the privilege of listening to our Pastor Clark preach a message at PATH Conference, which is in, Madeira or something, some city in that area. I forget exactly where it's at. I think it's Madeira. He preached it last year, last summer. A few of us went to hear him preach, and it was a balanced and sacred pulpit. And I've also found other messages that Pastor has preached about balance, striking the apostolic balance, finding a balance in our walk with God in the different areas that we need to grow in. And I remember these preachings. I want to find that balance that he talks about. And several months ago, where I was at a certain point, I felt to just put together, okay, what are the basics? If I'm not so excited about where I'm at right now, what are the basics that I can just lean on? So I put together, it's this little study, and it's titled Remembering the Basics. And I found this article from Harvard Business Review. This was in March 2020, so right when everything was exploding as far as the pandemic and things shutting down. It says, this quote from the article, even without a constant barrage of bad or worrisome news, your mind's natural tendency is to get distracted. During times of crisis, this tendency is exacerbated, and the mind can become even more hooked by obsessive thinking, as well as feelings of fear and helplessness. And I read that a couple times. I read it a couple times tonight before I got on here. And it's true. We can get distracted. It says we can become hooked by obsessive thinking, as well as feelings of fear and helplessness. All these things that we can think of and feel. But as the body, as saints of God, what are the basics that we need to stick to? Who are we as the church? Who do we represent? What do we represent? What is our calling? So I put these things together really just for my own self. I had no plans to really share this and put this out there. This was just for me, just to get myself back up. This own study that I put together for myself, but I want to share it with you tonight as opportunity presents itself. So what are these basics? A scripture that came to mind is about partaking of the afflictions of the gospel. So here is the scripture, 2 Timothy 1:8-9. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. And then I look at 1 Peter 2:9. This scripture has always been a favorite of mine. But ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew forth the praises of him who hath called you out of the darkness into his marvelous light. So in these two scriptures, we see that we're not only saved through Christ, so we come into the church as a new convert. I didn't know God. I honestly wasn't interested in God, but I was at a breaking point. And when I heard the preacher say, well, God can take care of your problems, is how I heard it. He can change you. He can take you out of the darkness that you're in, all of the sin that you're in that's destroying your life. Okay, God can save me. Let's do it. So I was excited about that salvation. We're not only saved through Christ, though, we must remember that we are called according to his purpose. So don't forget the basics. The basics it's not just repent and be baptized in Jesus' name and receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We need to do that for our own selves. But after we follow that path that God has put us on, we receive the Holy Ghost, we're baptized. What do we do from there? What are we called to do from there? We have to remember, if we're at this low point, if we're at this high point, we can even get distracted. If we're at the top of our game, we can get distracted thinking, okay, again, I've been here. I don't want to lose this momentum. I have this prayer life. I have this understanding of the word that I'm getting into. I'm witnessing. Well, no, let's not get there. So back up. So in my personal life, okay, I am growing in certain areas. But then we get distracted so much that we don't want to lose the momentum, so we focus on our own selves that we forget to go out there and witness to others. Because we want to keep this momentum going of how much growth we're seeing and how much growth we're experiencing for our own selves. just like if it's the other end of the spectrum, I am so low, I am so down, I am so hurt right now, I am scarred and just battle-torn. I just want to suck my thumb and just think about my own self right now. God, help me, just help me, just help me, just help me. We can get stuck in this rhythm on either end that we're on either end of the spectrum. So we have to remember the basics in those moments. So then I got to thinking, when I was putting this together, what and who do we represent? Okay, what and who do we represent? No matter where I'm at, what do I represent? Who do I represent? So 2 Corinthians 5:19-20. This is amazing to me. To wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. So we see here, when I was reading this, when I was understanding it for myself, at this time when I put this together, I saw it as these two scriptures that I just read sum up the gospel and the Great Commission. If we can look at it that way, just for a moment. The definition of ambassador, I had to look this up too, was a diplomatic official of the highest rank, an authorized messenger or representative. So the scripture says, we are ambassadors for Christ. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. It's okay, we're ambassadors for Christ. We can't just focus on ourselves if we're on our high horse or if we're down and out. We're ambassadors. Doesn't matter how we feel, where we're at in life, we have to share this gospel. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes we don't want to do it. But we have to share this gospel. We have to share this truth. Going back to the moment where we were baptized and we received the Holy Ghost. Okay, how great was that for you? Let's go share it with someone else so they can have that same experience. That's our calling. So God manifested himself in flesh as Christ Jesus and died as redemption for our own souls that we would be saved. We are ambassadors called to share that same redemption plan for others to experience. This is going back to 1 Peter 2:9. Shew forth the praises who hath called you out of darkness. Give them some praise. If wherever we're at, if it's the grocery store, or if we're at the gun range, or wherever we're at, let's shew forth the praises. If it's with a smile, like Pastor said, if you just pull down your mask and say, hey, God bless you, or just give a smile. If it's something as small, which may not be small for someone else, if it's something as small as that, shew forth the praises. Okay, and what is the plan of salvation that we are to share? This is remembering the basics. That's it. Remember the basics. We can get all deep into Scripture. We can look at all types of types and shadows and Old Testament this, New Testament that, and just get deep into the Word. But what are the basics, the plan of salvation that we are to share? No matter how much understanding of the Word of God or what we learn as we study the Word, let's not forget the basics of Acts 2. Okay? Peter stood before devout but doubtful Jews and does the very thing we are called to do. He gives us an example. He shows us as a leader what we are to do. He shared a testimony. He shared the gospel. He shared the plan of salvation. He said, hey guys, here's what you got to do. You got to repent. You got to walk away from sin and die out to your flesh. Turn to God. You got to get baptized in the name of Jesus, okay, for the remission of your sins. Rising up out of the water, as if you're buried, and you rise up a new creature. We receive the Holy Ghost, receiving God's Spirit with evidence of speaking in tongues. We can recite Acts 2:38 in our sleep, most of us. Good. Keep it that way. Keep it that way. We can share that wherever we go. Let that be something that we don't forget. Let it be something that we never want to get tired of. If I can share Acts 2:38 with anyone, okay, if it's a million times, I don't want to get tired of it. That's the plan of salvation that God put forth. We're remembering the basics. And the Great Commission. I looked at Mark 16:15-16, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Easy as that. It's laid out in the scripture. We're remembering the basics. What is the Great Commission? Go ye into all the world. I don't care what the background is, what they look like, what they talk like. Preach the gospel to every creature. And again, I had experienced both ends of the spectrum that I've been talking about during this pandemic. I felt a little down. I felt a little short of what I was supposed to do. Other ends where, oh man, I'm really growing. And not in a proud way like, oh, look at me, I'm the best. No, it was just, I am doing right. God asked me to do this, I did it. He asked me to pray about this, I prayed about it. I saw the Holy Ghost move in a situation, things like that. Again, not in a proud way, but we're doing what we're supposed to do. Let's not get distracted by what we feel and what we think. However it plays out, whatever we're feeling, we have to remember the basics of who we are, what we represent, this plan of salvation. If somebody asks us the question, a simple question, how do I go to heaven? Can we answer it? Let's get to know those basics. Let's remember the basics. So again, I just wanted to share that in these past several months, since everything started here, this pandemic, this whatever we want to call it, everything's happened, right? All the things. Let's remember the basics in all we do, everywhere we go. Let's continue to grow in God. Let's pray like we've never prayed before. If we're down, let's thank God for helping us get back up. But let's remember these basics every single day. Let's read it. If you got to read Acts 2:38 a couple times again, even though you've done it 100 times before, just read it again. This message needs to be shared. So that's it. That's what I wanted to share. Again, you all are great. I appreciate this church. Thanks.
Thank you, Brother Tony. A lot of great points that Tony made tonight, a couple that I made a note here. He talked about obsessive thinking. And yes, when we're in this type of a situation, it's easy to get caught up with a lot of obsessive thinking, my problems, my issues, how this situation is affecting me, and what am I going to do about this? And it's easy to get caught in that trap. But the important thing to do here is to have that balance that Tony talked about. And I want to quickly reference what Tony was referring to. Yes, Tony, you're right. It was in Madera, California, where Pastor Clark preached at the PATH conference. And what a powerful message it was. A balanced and sacred pulpit. A balanced pulpit, Pastor Clark preached that night. And church, it was amazing. If you can get a hold of that recording, it was our pastor preaching, but it was the message, the anointing that he preached that with on that night. And I still remember, church, walking up to the altar call at that service. And I'll never forget it, church. The only way I can explain it is I remember as a kid, as a young man, as a teenager, going to these conferences, and I remember feeling that powerful anointing. And that's exactly what it reminded me of, being away from our church. As I walked to that altar call, I remember feeling that powerful anointing of God at the altar call. And I believe it was a result of what Pastor Clark preached. It was right. God wants a balance. He wants us to be balanced in everything that we do. And especially in the situation that we find ourselves in right now, we need to find the balance. And Brother Tony's right. We're going to find it when we get into that prayer and we get that, develop that prayer life that God wants us to develop. Again, Brother Tony, thank you for everything. It was great. And we want to remind everybody about our evangelism prayer meeting tomorrow morning at 11 a.m. It'll be on the conference call. We look forward to have everyone there tomorrow morning. We will send out a text notification on that. God bless all of you. Have a great night in Jesus' name. Amen.